Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
The Fantasy Baseball Prospect Podcast, Prospect 1. Hello, friends. I'm Chris Welsh, who you can find on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. The Instagram's the same. And very important, InThisLeague.com. That's a Patreon and good sell for you right now. Not only just the end of the year and a good little Christmas present, you could sign up on the Patreon, but we have got Prospect 1, yes, P180Ps dropping. We have just finished those drafts. We've got rank updates coming this week. Dynasty, Prospect, P180Ps, first year player, all of that, plus GroupMe rooms for Prospect 1, tons more, and how you take part in the Prospect 1 ADPs. We'll be doing another one before the season starts, so you want to make sure you have access to that, the community, and a bunch of awesome people. InThisLeague.com. Please sign up today. And I'm always very appreciative to the people that, whatever the reason being, they just want to like support independent podcasting, or you know, they want to support me, or they just want the cool stuff. I appreciate that you want to either do that or you like the stuff and you sign up. So it means a lot to me. So thank you for doing that. Speaking of, today on the episode, we are going to be breaking down some of the nuts and bolts of the P180Ps. I'm going to be giving you guys the top 15. What's the first round look like as far as the ADP? I'll be giving you some of the top first-year players. What does the first-year player ADP look like? We'll also look at some of the players that took the biggest gains and a few other little fun notes like who are the players that all the industry guys took. I always like to do these little breakdowns to kind of give you guys a vibe for it. We're not going over the entire list. And that's kind of the cool thing about this is going and seeing who drafted who, how many people drafted this guy, or, you know, you're simply jumping in and you want to see what's the overall value look like. You know, we had like in my draft specifically, we had an outlier thing happen. And what I mean by outlier is somebody took a player, I would say like wildly higher than at least consensus. I'm not going to make the argument of like, is it right or wrong or anything like that? That's in the eye of the beholder. And this is a really smart person. But the ADPs kind of cure outliers. That's why I do them. Loosely using the word ADP, of course, because this is only so many drafts. But I've been doing this for 3 or 4 years. And it's cool. It kind of gives you a perspective of what the market looks like, because it is not just what I or James or Eric or anybody have to say. It's across multiple drafts getting into us to some type of consensus. So not only can you see the ADPs, but you can see the highs and lows and stuff like that. I think it's incredibly valuable to understand the market value, whether you use it as your baseline or you use it to take advantage in trades or tradeaways, whatever it is. You know, I know that's something like James specifically has always touted what I do here as a really cool just understanding the market, and there's buy and sell opportunities that exist in this. We do multiple a year. We get to track it. This is the fresh start. This is the 2024, technically the first draft, but I will compare it against the one we did in last March. So I will kind of compare those two. And I will tell you, I want to get back to 3. My only problem was I felt like when we were doing 3, it was starting to lag. So we have this one. I'll probably do another one right at the beginning of March, end of February, and then maybe we'll do one mid-season, and I'll try really hard to not get it to lag a little bit. We had some issues in that middle year one from like a year and a half ago, but I think three really help because it gives you the perspective from draft to draft, and it kind of also tells us the growth. Because like I said, that's one thing I'm going to talk about. You know, from March to now, I'm going to be presenting 10 players that moved 100 spots or more. That's what this was on docket for this bad boy. 100 spots or more of movement overall, which is, you know, that's a crazy year into year over change. That's like all of these players. Let me look here. All but four of the 10 are inside the top 50. All of them, 75 or higher, that moved over 100 spots year in and year over. So paying attention, getting into the deeper targets and stuff like that. Good information, which will then lead us into actual draft breakdowns, where I'll be getting hopefully an analyst on from each draft to break down what happened in theirs, their team, what was going on, some of the outliers there. This will take us into the new year. It's a fun, different way to approach these prospect conversations by using this as our baseline. So hopefully you guys dig it. You want access to it? Come on over to inthisleague.com. This month, because we just got the info, I'll be releasing part of the info so you can see it. Next month, it'll have the full release. So what I'll probably do is I'll give you the actual ADP, the other details of like each person that drafted what, where, blah, blah, blah. I'll get all the rest of that information, and that'll be a part of the January update. But you'll at least get the ADP coming here in just a tiny bit, so you want to check that out. Make sure you're on over at inthisleague.com. I will tell you, got some exciting stuff to share here shortly. Not going to share it in this episode, but we'll share it shortly. That also intertwines with just doing some cleanup.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Because the episodes have just been so wonky for so long. We did on our Patreon, we did like a check-in on Q&A. We didn't get that up. I didn't get enough of where I wanted to go with it. So I'm going to answer those on the Patreon. But that is something that we'll be doing a lot more of in the new year, is doing some Patreon-based Q&A talks, maybe getting back into more AMAs. And we'll be scheduling like listener-based episodes. So it's not just kind of on a whim. I think that's a better way to approach it. I'm actually working on the schedule through all the way to the start of the baseball season.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Say, I like you. I like you so much I'm going to make you my partner. All you have to do is find the gold and I'll share it with you 50-50.
Prospect One.
So before I get going, I do want to give one big special shout out. I want to give a shout out to Jesse Severe. Jesse Severe, some people don't know, has been helping me for years on this. He's one of the catalysts to getting a lot of the detailed information done, and he doesn't have to do it, but he does. So we should all give him a shout out and make sure you're also following his amazing show, Dynasty Sports Life. go and follow that, because it not only will cover prospects, but it'll cover multi-sports. And Jesse joined me on the Dynasty Football podcast on Fantasy Pros from a couple weeks ago. Make sure you listen to that. He's a great host. He's a great dude, and he deserves the shout out because he helps admin commission these leagues, because there's a lot of wrangling. There's four leagues. We get people that we have to replace sometimes. And I he's got to tell me when something is timing out and I have to get to a industry person and remind them. And it takes a lot of work, and he does it. So I want him to have the due credit, because without him, this would be a lot more difficult, but he helps make it easy, and he makes it very clear and concise. And that's what we get to do when we're peeking around at these things. We get to easily see what all this information looks like, and it's done in a nice way. So, you know, as from a total, there's a couple other nice little added things here. Every year he's added something fun. So we will have the full package. You'll see the ADP, the player. We do have the difference from last March to December posted. You'll have my ranks, which I don't know if those are tied as I update them. I'll find that out. And then you'll see each draft, like what person took that player. We've also got what the high and the low is. An added addition is how many industry people took somebody. And then, as we've always done, we've got the most aggressive and best value. So we've got the person that took that guy the highest, and then the person that got that guy the lowest. So give you a prime example, Wyatt Langford. Let me not give you that one. I was just about to give you that as an example. That's the worst example I can give you. How about we'll move to a random name. How about right here? We'll go Adel Amador. Adel Amador, top 50, his highest, most aggressive rank was ITL's own Barry Baker, who drops the Barry Baker report. The best value anyone got was Matt Thompson from Prospects Live. Funny enough, only 7 spots separated him in all 4 drafts. That's what we're talking about with ADP. Like, that is a 7 spot difference across 4 drafts, and the best and worst, the most aggressive pick and the best value were within half of a round of each other. Adel Amador is an example, and we list who those are. And one of the uses to this, and this is an important thing to talk about before we get into this, there's definitely no attempt at any type of like elitism, because people get very worked up about some of this stuff. By me having industry people and having more of a focus on industry people, there's nothing to it. It's just what you guys know. There are amazing, smart people. And I'm not saying anybody had an issue, but I just know how this works, and I can hear people's brains, the cynical people being like, oh, you know what? I bet I could drop better than all of them. Okay, great. That's great. But to 95% of people listening, you know who Chris Blessing is, or you know who James Anderson is. You might not know Barry. You should. Barry's great. You should. But I will put more of a focus in my conversation here talking about the analysts, but it's to take nothing away from the awesome people that took part in this, because those people help make, they're the most important cog, I actually believe, in this. But what people might be really interested about is seeing, like, you know, when an industry person was the most aggressive on a player. You know, this is something I didn't do. I'm going to do this live here. I'm going to look at the top 100, and I'm going to count how many times an industry person was the highest on a player. Okay, so forgive me for doing this, but 1. We've got 2, 3, 4, 5, might have a lot more than I expected, 6, 7, 8, yeah, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We are almost in the top 50. Maybe we'll stop at the, that's where we're going to stop. 15, 16, 17. Okay, so 17 in the top 50, the most aggressive was done by an industry expert. Take that for what it is. Are those players you want to pay attention to? Are those players that are going to get boosted up by industry conversation? That's kind of what I'm saying here. There's so many different interesting aspects you can take a look at these. The same thing with value. How many guys got, industry people got the best value on a player? In the top 10, I see 3. I know that's tougher. Actually, 4 of industry people getting the best value. But you start going into, like, let's go right outside the top 50 for a second. I see 1, I see 2. I see 3, I see 4. So 4 between like 50 and 60, the best value of said player was by an industry person. So those are the type of valuable things you can use with this, and take it for however the hell you want to do it, right? And thank you to everybody. That's the other thing. Thank you to all the industry people that jumped in so quickly to do this. If I If you're listening and you're an industry person, I didn't send you an invite. That is my bad. I was going to do more leagues. We cut it down. But also, reach out to me. You know, like relationships are the best thing you could possibly do in this industry, especially if you want to be a part of it. Tell me you'd like to be in it. I will deeply apologize if I forgot you. I want lots of great people. So that's just anybody industry that's listening on here. We were going to do like 5 or 6, decided to make it a little bit easier. So that cut down. And then after I was like, dang it, I didn't reach out to that person and that. No malintent whatsoever. But I do want to thank all the people that took it serious and took part in this. Okie doke. Let's talk about what some of this stuff ended up spitting out. The number one overall player was taken number one in 3 of the 4 drafts. Here's what's fascinating. One of the drafts, he wasn't taken second. He was taken third. Probably no shocker, Wyatt Langford. Relatively our consensus number one overall pick. He was taken by 2 industry people, and one was at 1, and one was at 3. The value was Richard Hake. You guys might know Hake over at Fantrax. And he was the one that got the best freaking value on him. How did he fall? Well, obviously, you can understand how he fell because someone else went, but you could understand how he fell. But in that draft, it ended up going Jackson Holiday and then Caminero. So Wyatt Langford fell down to 3. Did not happen in any other draft. He was the consensus number one. So just so happened that 2 industry people had the number one overall pick and was able to take him. So that was your number one overall players. We are going to look at the top 15, you know, for roto purposes. Number 2, Jackson Holiday. Now, Jackson Holiday was going 12 last March. So he was a first rounder, but he has moved up into that top overall spot. He ended up going kind of all over the board. He went 1-1 league, 2-2 leagues, and 3-another league. And I believe Shelley got him at 2. So I was the only industry person who ended up getting Jackson Churio. As far, maybe I'm forgetting. I think I might be writing this incorrect. Industry people, it says 2, but maybe I have this wrong. So apologies if I'm screwing that up. Number 3, the other Jackson, it's Churio, followed by 4 of Caminero. So that's your top 4. Langford, Holiday, Churio, Caminero. I'm with that. I mean, I have a slight lean to Jackson Holiday, but I mean, I will tell you, man, the more you look at it and you see the elite level of what Wyatt Langford did at all the levels, it's really intriguing. He was fine at AAA. Like, if you're like being like super hyper focused on like hard hit percentage and barrel percentage, he didn't light it up in his AAA, but that's not necessarily Jackson Holiday's game either. And Langford also walked more than he struck out. So like, I might just be wrong about having, I have Holiday over Langford right now. Some people agree with me, some adamantly don't. I think it could go either way. There's like a tiny bit of this like sample size thing with Langford. We really haven't seen him struggle at all. We saw a little bit of struggling with Holiday and, you know, walked over 100 times, and OBP is great. And I think he's a 20-30 guy out the gates. I think this is a better batting average Bobby Witt out the gates. But Wyatt Langford, he might be 35-30. You know, you don't know how like insane it's going to go. So the top 2 makes sense. And that's what's so difficult about Churio and Caminero going 3 and 4, because it's like, well, Churio might be the best. He is
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
the best lock to make the roster of anybody with that contract situation. And he can steal bases like crazy, cut his strikeout percentage down by an exponential amount. I think it was like 27% the year prior, down to like under 20 this past year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
40-plus strikeouts. And then you have Caminero, who of all these guys is the least of a stolen base asset, but he also might be the biggest power. I mean, out in the Dominican Winter League, he just started destroying baseballs again. Huge power. Well, I don't think there's much swing and miss to be any concern about. There's just no speed, but the bat looks absolutely elite. For perspective, Churio is the one that has moved the least. He was 6 last March, and he's only moved up to 3. Caminero was 49, essentially 50, and he moved up to 3.5, which was ended up being 4. You did have, let's see, no industry person, as far as I'm seeing this, ended up getting. But again, the names people use are messing me up a little bit on Jackson Churio. But on Caminero, we did have Matt Eddy and Jesse Roach all both take part in Junior Caminero. And the lowest Caminero's trippy. 4-4-4-2. So he was pretty like locked in at that number 4 spot. That is, I think, your easy tier. Some order of those players, it never deviated in any mock we did here of the 4. It was always a combination of those 4 players, and nobody did anything wild in that respect. Crazier things happened a little bit later. Coming in at number 5. On the consensus ranks here is Dylan Cruz. Probably a little part of me, because I know I'm a very big, like staunch Dylan Cruz guy, but I will say Cruz ended up going 7-7-6-6. That's pretty consistent, if you ask me. 7-7-6-6. Again, maybe it's kind of due to me. But what's funny, what you're noticing is he actually never went 5, but it was because there were bigger swings with other players. He ended up kind of locking up that spot. I took him. I was about to say, I don't see any industry person that took him. I took Dylan Cruz. So besides me, there was nobody else that jumped in on Dylan Cruz at this spot. Obviously wasn't available last year. And he comes in with these kind of crazy lows and highs. Number 6, Evan Carter, who was 31 last year. So pretty good marker where he moves up. We had Vinny from down on the farm ended up taking Evan Carter with swings of 5, 5, 8, and 9. So in some leagues, he's going to be considered the 5 overall player, which it makes sense. He has a job locked. There's no affirmative he's going to be in a platoon, though there's some concerns about that. He might hit 3 behind Simeon and Seager, which is stupid. I'm with it. I just have some overall like impact concerns, which I've said, like, yes, he hit homers. I'm just not sure it's 25 plus. I'm not sure he steals 40. He might do all of that, and he hits really well. So it's minimal. It's just like from a upside fantasy perspective, I think he's very safe. I'm just not sure he is Kyle Tucker like a lot of the, you know, the comps are out there. But there's no crazy swings. He never went outside the top 10. That's the fun thing. Here's where it gets a little tricky. Number 7 is Jason Dominguez. Dominguez easily could have been higher if he had no injury whatsoever. I think he would have been 5. Don't think he'd have been any, definitely not any lower, like maybe 6, but like 5 would be the range. I think it's a possibility he could push a guy like Caminero. The problem is like having the elbow issue. It's just like, what's the future of that look like? Not saying anything will be wrong, but like you have to come back this year. You've got to be healthy. Yankees aren't really giving him any for sures. You know, you got Soto and Judge, and I think there was already word coming out of with Boone that like they're not guaranteeing him a spot when he gets out. So it's just like what development is lost in a very important time. That's why I would knock him down a peg, but he's still top 10. He went top 10 in every league but one, where the best value was my boy Tim Kanak from Fantasy Ace Ball. He got him at 13. That's a really good value. And I don't blame him for doing that. He was the only industry person, though, to do it. He ended up going 7, 8, and 9. Moving over to 8, Jordan Lawler up on the list, where we did have a couple industry people. We had Clegg and Scott White both take him. He never fell outside the top 12, but he had a range of 8, 8, 10, and 12. The two lowest were Scott White and Chris Clegg. Very interesting that the industry guys got the best discounts on Jordan Lawler. Then things get interesting. Coming in at number 9 on the list, probably no shock, it's our first pitcher, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, not Paul Skeens. As I would do the same thing here with Yamamoto, he'd be the first pitcher I'd take off the board besides Paul Skeens. This is the first year for, I don't know, it may not end up being right or whatever, but I decided to not put Yamamoto on the prospect list. The more that I think about it, I should probably put him on the first year player, so that will be updated on the first year player list, but I'm just not going to put him on the prospect list. Some people don't do it. Some people, if a guy signs a major league contract and never goes to the minors, they don't put them in the minor league system, blah, 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 whatever. But we did have him available here, and he ended up going 9. He had a range of 5 to 15. Looking here, that is the biggest range. Yep. That's the second biggest range of anybody in the top 12. Understandably, you could guess why. Matt Thompson was the only industry person to end up snagging Yamamoto, and he comes in at number 9 on the list. Number 10, James Wood. James Wood had an incredibly close range of 9 to 11. So, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of variance there. He ended up being a 10. Matt Thompson also got him. And James Wood, spoiler alert, is the very first of all industry guys. Everybody in the industry picked up James Wood. We had Martin Sokolsky from Pitcher List. We had, I just went away from it. We had Eric Cross, Frank Stanfill, and Matt Thompson. All. He's the only one you're going to get in this list. We're going to talk about all the players that did go industry-wide. That was James Wood. Interesting. I believe, I could be wrong about this, but I think Matt is the only one to have two of the players that went inside the top 12. So kudos to him. I could be wrong about that once we like really dig into this. Coming in at number 11, the second pitcher, Paul Skeens. He came in at 11, having a variance of 6 to 12. Two 11s, a 6, and a 12. Jesse Severe was the one that pulled the trigger on him. And, you know, Yamamoto and Skeens, I had somebody hit me up asking about, you know, like points leagues and where things change. Nobody's jumping Wyatt Langford to me, but pending the type of league that you're in, like Yamamoto and Skeens in a points league should go up. You could argue, do they go above Cruz? Depends. You know, in a normal 12 team, I'm probably still, are we still looking at Cruz? It's tough in a points league, but like, for instance, I have the second pick in the Scott White 24 team points dynasty. I'm most likely going to take Paul Skeens because it's really hard to get pitchers in that. And Yamamoto is not available in that part. So that's where the tricky stuff ends up happening. So Skeens would be the guy that I would, you know, kind of vault up. So Yamamoto and Skeens would be the type of guys that vault up in that scenario. But he comes in at number 11. Then coming in at number 12, Noelvi Marte. That is the guy. Now that I'm looking, I forgot we were going to 15. This is number 3 in the biggest variance. So Yamamoto, I guess Yamamoto is 3. This is 2. Second biggest is Noelvi Marte, who went as high as 9, but then went as low as 20. So there was a little bit of value on there. Jeff Ponce made sure that he got Noelvi Marte. He took him in League 3 with the second highest of any of the picks. So Jeff Ponce picking up Noelvi Marte. Number 13 was Colt Keith, who, funny to look here, Noelvi had a 51 all the way up to 51 ADP, almost 52 from March, moves up to 12. Colt Keith, I'll round up, 97 last year in March, up to 13. True ADP is 15.8 is what it ended up being. Pretty close variance, right in the teens. He's a end of the first round, start of the second round, 15 team type of guy. 13 to 17 was his general range. Now these last two, this is where things kind of opened up and got a little bit more fun, because coming in at number 14 is another first year player guy. So that is technically 5 players, if you count Yamamoto, inside the top 14 that are going.
kind of also says something a little bit about the player pool, but these are very talented players. Player number two that was drafted by every industry person, Walker Jenkins with the Twins. Walker Jenkins has made the leap. Chris Clegg, Nate Handy, Frank Stanfill, and James Anderson. James took him the highest, took him at 12. Technically, the rest, I guess I should say Clegg got him at 15. These were 12-team drafts, so these were all second-round picks, everybody but James. But if we're looking at it from a 15 perspective, two of these were first, two of these were second. Walker Jenkins' pro debut was incredibly impressive. The hard hit looks like it's at like a really extreme high. I'll be very interested to see like as he gets tested and where that ends up going. Let me pull up some stats for you because I did not have Walker Jenkins set here. But what I find interesting about this one is that a guy like Matt Shaw, who had really, you know, started to vault up, he kind of is taking a backseat. It's not a crazy big tier difference, but it's big enough that Walker Jenkins is at the tippy top of this. He hit 362 across two levels, going to A-ball and rookie ball. He got better in A-ball, which is really impressive. And this is a big physical specimen, hits the ball really hard. He also stole six bases. He had an injury on kind of like, I think it was the back half of his high school year. There were some questions, not about like where the production is, because who cares, but you know, returning and the playing time that he had really got, what was that going to look like? But just big lefty bat who absolutely destroyed. I would imagine he's going to go to high A, could get up to double A. Don't dismiss any of that. But, you know, if he repeats, then watch the hell out. That'll be the main question. But people are banking on it because this is like a really high-end hit tool. And that's what's like super exciting about him. Six strikeouts and only 51 at-bats at A-ball.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league
is cooking.
And eight strikeouts. So 14 strikeouts in 105 at-bats. That's a better way to put it to you guys. And he did attempt nine bases, only stole six with, what's his number? This is going to be 12 extra base hits of his 38. So just about 33% of his hits were extra base variety. So, you know, there's a lot of power in Walker Jenkins' game. And he came in at 14. So get used to that. He's a top 15 player according to this ADP and the early values. Take that for whatever it is. He is consensus top 5 in first-year player. This finishes us out here with the first round of Kobe Mayo. who I kind of reignited my love of Kobe Mayo, digging in, especially looking at some of the AAA batted ball data that's out there, how ridiculously big the hard hit numbers are, higher barrel percentage. This is a guy that I could see the Orioles not wanting to trade, because he really does look like us. Like if they were trading, you should start with Norby and you should start with Kerstad and you should start with Westberg and let this guy get up there. And I'm beyond this now. When you guys are going to see the update here, he came in at 15. I think I have him at 9 right now. He went as high as 6 and as low as 21. I took him, as did Matt Eddy. So we both invested in him. I felt I got a deal at 18. Really did fall in love with Kobe Mayo. So I was money where my mouth is type of thing. And I invested very early in on him. And, you know, I think I got a deal. I'd like to get him in the second round, but I am valuing him higher. So that, my friends, is what the top 15 of the P1 ADP is. I gave you that full thing here. But it goes 200 deep with a whole lot of other information. Obviously, you're just going to get every single player and you're going to get all that stuff we talked about. That's 15. 16 is a fascinating name, and I'm not telling you who it is. It is a huge jumper. It's a big jumper. Well, actually, I guess I am going to probably tell you who it is, but he's the number one. Let's see if I'm lying about that. He jumped the most of anybody, which we're going to talk about here in a second. And the rest of even the top 20 has some crazy good names. One name that I get picked on a lot that I don't love as much. And inside the top 25, we had one of the craziest discrepancies. If you want to talk about differences of range, this guy who came in at 23 had an ADP. He went 5 in one draft and as low as 37 in another. So those are some pretty big ranges here. Speaking of those ranges, I'm going to give you the biggest gainers, and then we are going to go and take a look at what the first-year player looked like, and we're going to take a look at the players that all the industry guys took, and then we'll take a break after this. So who's that guy that I was just teasing? He is number 16. I'm not holding it back from you. Roman Anthony. Roman Anthony moved 171 spots. He had a 187 ADP last March. He has moved up into the top freaking 20. That's the high end value. There were two industry people that took him. One person was the highest of any. So you can see who that is checking out the list. But the two highest investments were both industry people, Roman Anthony. But he was the number one gainer from the last March to this next one. And we're just doing the top 10 biggest gains. Number two, AFL's Jackson Job. Jackson Job moved from from the 190s. Up. So he moved like a 165 spots to being, you can end up seeing it, but you know, he's like up there as far as the overall starting pitchers. That was a huge, huge gain. Another pitcher, Robbie Snelling. No shocker that Snelling moved up, but they represent two of only three pitchers that made the big bump from as far as value goes from this capacity. And Robbie Snelling ended up being like an elite player. Number four, you were able to invest in him, and people did last March, around the 170s. We like the international guys around here. Sebastian Walcott, though, moved way up. I think I took Sebastian Walcott in this. Let me see. Where you be, Mr. Walcott? Yes, I took him. I was the only of the industry people that ended up taking him, but I didn't take him the highest. I took him about in the middle. I'm going to make bets on like high-end talent like that, and that's exactly what I did. With Walcott, we'll probably talk about him in my draft a little bit sooner, but that was around 131 spot boost. As I mentioned before, every single one of these biggest gained players are inside the top 75, which is a big deal. Coming in at number 5, Carson Williams. Even though I'm not really super down, it's funny because he was 170 in March. He settled right inside the top 60. And the amount of people that were screaming at me about not having him top 20, I still think 50, like in the 50s, is kind of high, but it's okay. It's fine. I'm just not as enamored with him, especially after seeing him a lot in the Arizona Fall League. I thought he was really well composed speaking with him. You guys know I interviewed him, but I don't know what that changes. There was almost a part of me, something that stood out a lot was where he was like, you know, if I'm looking for offensive tips, you know, we go to Caminero. If we're talking defense, Caminero comes to me. You know, he's definitely a defensive minded guy first with a lot of like raw skills. I just don't know if we're going to tap into that. He wasn't worried about the results out here, and you could argue how much his head was into it. So maybe, you know, you don't want to make too much about nothing, but really just bad decisions where so many other players weren't making them. Again, this is fine. I'm actually happy to see this is the range and not see like 25, because that would be a huge sell to me. Coming in at what number are we on? Number six, the only other pitcher, Cade Horton, who ended up jumping around 116 spots up inside to the top 50. As a matter of fact, right around where Jackson Jope is. Here was a fascinating thing. Above Robbie Snelling. Maybe that's because of proximity. Number seven, Roderick Arias. He ended up jumping. Remember, I made a kind of a big ado last year. If you were around last year, everybody hated international players. Wasn't saying I didn't hate some of it, but I was making the case to reinvest where, and this is me definitely doing a little bit of the whole like, oh, me thing. But like, I push back on that sense, which is pretty industry wide of like, you know, just don't draft these guys. To be fair, the idea from years past was like, why draft them when let people draft them high? They'll get cut and you can pick them up. You can do that in your league, sure. But I felt that this was a year we were going to bounce back. And not only did we bounce back on the actual players in the international class, which, you know, I think I was pretty right about. Guys like Walcott, obviously Solis was my big, stamp down before it became super popular. But also we had a little bit of a bounce back, at least on a couple of the players from the previous year's draft class, Roderick Arias specifically. That was like the specific one that we were looking for. And he really bounced back and he ended up being a top 75 guy and he jumped like 116 spots. The final three, Xavier Isaac, who was in like the 160s, jumped up into being a top 50 player. We had Owen Casey. Oh, I didn't even realize that was kind of an odd one. He jumped over 100 spots and Cole Young ended up jumping over 100 spots, really high too. I wasn't expecting him to be as high as possible. The guys that have the biggest difference between my rank, at least my earlier rank, and not like the updated one here, and where their ADP was, is pretty abundantly Owen Casey and Cole Young. Those are the ones that like I have lower than where they went on the consensus, but those were the biggest like numerical gains of players. There's more. Those guys just reached the hundreds. And it's really fascinating to look at those guys in the top 100 because values have changed. What we know, there's going to be players that do the same thing this year into next. A fun experiment is going to be when we do these league breakdowns is figuring out who those players are going to be. You know, you could look through the list yourself. I could go through the list and, you know, that math right there was at least 10 players that were 150 or later jumped up. So you could start looking into the 150s and say, okay, who are those players that have the best opportunity? I can look at a couple of players right now that are outside the top 150. A couple surprising ones. I've already seen three players that I think could make that jump. And I see some other significant ones. And that will end up being a pretty fun game to play, figuring out who will make our big jumps for us, because we know somebody is going to make the big one. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what the first-year player ranks look like according to the ADP. And then I've got seven players for you that were only industry drafted. These players were exclusively taken by industry people. They targeted them. Maybe they just found they were good values. You decide what it is. We'll talk about who those players are and the first-year player right after this. ADP first year player top 10. I'm going to give you the top 10 here. It's pretty good. We already know what the top five is, so we can kind of burn and churn. Wyatt Langford, number one. Dylan Cruz, number two. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, number three. All three of those players inside the top 10 drafted overall. Number four, Paul Skeens, as you know. Walker Jenkins, number 5. All 5 top 15 overall players. Historically, at minimum, 2 of those players are not going to work out. Not just like production, but I mean like rank. Like their rank is going to look a lot different. I could see your people, you're going to pick on Dylan Cruz. My guy, Dylan Cruz, he's an easy one to pick on. Paul Skeens probably too. The 2 LSU guys are ones you could look at. Walker Jenkins, I think, is pretty susceptible. And, you know, I think the Walker Jenkins stuff, what's tough about him, is that he's surrounded or going before a couple guys that I think have really solid floors. Because coming in at number 6 is one of my favorites is Matt Shaw. I love Matt Shaw this year. I have Matt Shaw, if you don't count Yamamoto, I have him at 4. And I have Jenkins at 5. And he comes in as a top 25, so there are 6 players inside the top 25. And Matt Shaw at least is in that big conversation. So if you count Yamamoto, he's 6. If not, he's 5. That kind of ends a tier because now we're going to jump at least a full round into the next player. And the next 3 players are within like 10 picks. And then there's another little jump. So if you want to talk about perceived value, 2 things. Your picks in the first year player in the top 5 have a perceived value of top 15 overall prospects. So keep that in mind when you're valuing those picks out there. And if you're looking at the difference between having, you know, the 8th pick and the 5th pick, it's kind of dramatic. It's dramatic as far as, perceived value. These guys are going to 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, they're going to jump up. There are going to be players that are going to break the trend here. There's going to be some guys that have jumped up that haven't done it. We loved, James and I specifically, we loved Chase Davis.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Davis to start, and Chase Davis had a piss poor start to his pro debut. He's tanking down first year player, but guess what? He finds that rhythm again with that swing. Everyone's going to fall in love. He'll be a huge value. Same thing can be said about players that jump up. One we can talk about, but coming in at number 7 is Max Clark. And that's someone who took a little bit of a ding.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that so funny how that can happen? He went as high as 100, a low as 131, and a real low of not being drafted. So that's where these players start to open up, and it's just, I don't know, it's a fun experiment to kind of look through. But those are some simple things you can take away from what we got out of the P180Ps, and I am looking forward and hoping to grab some of these fine people and get them on the show so we can talk about their actual draft construction and maybe what happened in their own draft. And that's what we're going to be doing over some time here. And I think, you know, like I said, it's a, if it's nothing else, it's a good excuse of who to talk about and to talk about some prospects, even if you don't give two craps about what I'm doing with the ADP. Just a good excuse and a backdrop for what we want to do. So that's what I'm looking forward to. So hopefully you guys enjoyed some of that information. Hopefully it helped you in some capacity. And if you want to check it out, inthisleague.com, you'll be able to see that later this week, the initial part of the list and then the rest of it in December. But you'll get that. Plus, I'm working on my prospect and dynasty updates, hoping to have the dynasty list up to full capacity in this December update. So that's what we're doing. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Like I said, be on the lookout. Got some announcements coming up soon. Our Christmas special at In This League is going to be happening in a couple weeks. That should be a ton of fun. And I'm very much looking forward to the new year. Continuing talking about all the prospects, dropping some stuff for you, and getting more interaction with you guys by doing some Patreon AMAs on there, trying to really get in there answering more questions and maybe putting that to some of the episodes. So that should be a lot of fun. Follow me on Twitter at isitthewelsh, at inthisleague.com on the Patreon. And shout out to Dennis Sidler. If you haven't checked out Sid's Graphs, I was just out here for Andy Pejas, a nice Andy Pejas signing. And I got an incredibly cool thing I'm so excited to show at the Christmas special. But just wait. The stuff that Dennis has got now is amazing, but just wait until the new year where it all kicks up. So go to sidsgraphs.com to check him out. That is it, my friends. I'll talk to you next time right here on Prospect One.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.